Hello, thanks for joining us for the Microsoft IT Showcase video. We work in the IT marketing and communications team at Microsoft. I'm Susie Bierman. I'm a senior content project manager.
And I'm Diana McCarty. I'm an IT service marketing manager. And we're going to be talking about driving adoption and productivity during our Windows 8 consumer preview deployment that happened in February 2012.
Right. And we'll discuss how we use marketing communication strategies to reach 180,000 Microsoft workers worldwide to have them install and use Windows 8, what we call dog food.
And dog food is?
Well, it's not just something that comes in a can or a big bag for your puppy. Dog food is our term at Microsoft for software code that's unrefined, but you know, it's still got the basic elements of the final product. And at Microsoft, we eat our own dog food. And that sounds completely disgusting, so let me explain it a little bit. It's basically that we use our final product before it's really done. And you know, by using it in that state, we're making it become more palatable for other
people. Right, we're making it better before we release it to the public.
Right.
We hope.
Yes.
And typically that's the case. We get a lot of feedback in our dog food programs, and it can be really exciting for people to use our new products when they're in that unfinished state.
Right.
But
it does have its challenges.
Yes. It can also be a little scary for people, and that's where marketing and communications comes into play.
Right. But the most important thing from there is you also have to consider what channels are you going to use to get the message out.
Right.
I mean, 180,000 people is a lot of people to reach, and the same channel may not work for all of them. And our audience pretty much was all of Microsoft. So obviously the first place we started is email. Email is still one of the biggest channels available for marketing and communications. And for Windows 8 consumer preview, we knew we would have to compete in the inbox space for attention. So one of the things that we did was we updated the email templates that we used to have a new Metro look and feel. And Metro is kind of the new design principle that Microsoft is going off of that is more simplistic and clean and functional.
And colorful.
And colorful.
And it's what you would see on your Windows phone, because we know you all use Windows phones.
Right.
And it's also what you see in the design of Windows 8.
On the start screen, the new Metro start screen. So it really kind of echoed that design. And it also included a new feature that we call the transactional survey. So users, when they opened up the email and read the content, were able to click icons for positive and negative that let them indicate how useful the email was to them.
Right.
And we were able to track those positive and negative clicks and then adjust the communications as needed to land better with the audience.
And those positive and negative, you may have seen a similar indication on other emails that you get. But behind the scenes, what's really important about that is just what you said, Diana, that we use that feedback to improve our communication so that people are doing, thinking, feeling what we would like them to do in response to the campaign that we're running. It was nice to see that we had a really high response rate and positive, right?
Yeah, it received the email campaign received 84% positive response rate of the responses received, which was way above baseline. Our baseline is 75% positive. And it was also above average response rates we've seen for other dog food programs.
Right.
It got about four times higher response rate, higher clicks, positive or negative, than other campaigns that we've seen. And we think that's a combination of excitement for Windows 8.
Yes, definitely that.
The new look and feel of the email, so they were more attention grabbing. And of course, the quality of the content that was in the mail.
And I think it's really important when you're sending communications these days to let people know that you do want their feedback. And it's respect for your audience to ask for that feedback. But it's also something that's really common. So if you're not doing it, you're really falling back.
Right, because email can feel like a one-way street.
Yeah.
And giving them a way to give feedback on it, I think, is important.
Yeah.
But the email wasn't the only place that we used the new Metro design.
Yes, IT Web. IT Web had pages, especially for Windows 8, that were designed to be very colorful and interactive. And it really, like you said, just like the email, echoed what you see in Windows 8. And I think that Metro being new and fresh gets people engaged and excited, and
right.
You know, it's not just the same old. So it was able to convey some of that.
And I think there was, it helped that there was consistency with the design in the emails, because the tiles were echoed. So if you clicked a Get Started tile in the email, you would also be able to click a Get Started tile on the new Metro landing page for IT Web.
Right, and we
carried it would take
that,
you to the same information.
Yeah, and we carried that design to the next level as well. So that if you clicked something that was an icon on the front page of the Windows 8 site,
right.
That's what you saw when you got to that next layer.
Right, it wasn't just the landing page. The design carried right. through all of the subpages right. as well.
Right, and how important do you think IT Web was to the deployment communications?
Oh my goodness, huge. So our IT Web pages generally act as our location for deeper content.
Mm-hmm.
So the email has the catchy content, and then it points you to the deeper information available, which is hosted on IT Web. And so we really use that as a jumping off place
right.
from the email to get additional information.
And again, that goes back to respect for your audience. When you're people receive, at least at Microsoft, hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. And so the respect for your audience is that we're going to give you the succinct story in the email and lead you to the links that will take you deeper, right?
Right.
So that I think that works really well on our behalf. And
it does.
The emails draw people to IT Web. IT Web is the IT intranet site for Microsoft, and it's where we talk about all of the products and services that IT provides for people's everyday work.
Right, and I think it also helps that with our dog food programs, we have consistent types of pages available
yes.
to them. So there's generally a Get Started page.
Mm-hmm.
They know they can go to IT Web,
it's
get
kind of
FAQs.
The overview page,
right.
and you know, what we
Known
need
issues.
To.
So I think it helps to do that. And traffic for the Windows 8 pages was unbelievable. So when we pulled our reporting during consumer preview, we found that IT Web traffic to the IT Web pages for Windows 8 was about 20% of all of the traffic that mm-hmm. IT Web received during the same period. So it was pretty high traffic.
Right, and we did have a vanity URL so that people
could find it easily,
and it was
right.
IT Web WAC
Windows
8. Mm-hmm. So tried to make it really clear. IT Web is, as I said, the place where people go to get information about the things that IT provides for them for their everyday work. And
right.
part of the challenge that we see in dog food is that it is brand new. People aren't really sure how it's going to work for them. And so a subset of IT Web is called WorkSmart. And WorkSmart is basically a productivity program. We have primarily guides on the website, and guides help introduce users to the new product and its features by presenting scenarios that help them to be successful. There's some parallel between the IT Web pages and the WorkSmart guides, but the WorkSmart guides really will take you into installation steps, you
right.
know, so
step
that you
by
can
step
actually
information.
Look at this, right? And then it's also an opportunity in Windows 8 case to walk people through the new user interface.
Right.
You know, where's this button? Where's mm-hmm. that? How do I get from one screen to the next? And we were able to, with text and graphics, screen captures, get that information across.
Well, I used the WorkSmart installation guide.
Thank you.
And it really made the whole thing easy, because it didn't just outline what you do during the installation, but it outlined what you should be thinking about before you install, to make your decision about installing, and then of course the step-by-step information about how to do the installation. But then afterwards, this was the important part for me, is it told you this is what you need to do after the installation so that you can be up and running right away and you won't lose any productivity time. And that really set me up. Without the installation guide, I think I would have wound up calling help desk a time or two.
We don't want you to do
no,
that.
No, I don't want to do it either.
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about IT marketing and communications, that's also one of the things that we pay attention to,
right.
especially in a dog food program, is are people just going, I don't know what to do, I'm going to call help desk.
Right.
And help desk calls cost money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we try to do is avoid that interaction by providing really robust
right.
information for people.
Well, and downloads of the guides were huge, too.
Yes, I was very proud of that fact. Windows 8 represented 80% of all the guide downloads in the first week after the launch. And again, it has a lot to do with people's interest, but it also, we had nearly 20 guides that we produced or updated for this release. So we really tried to take a comprehensive approach to what do people need to know. And IT Web, though, wasn't the whole story.
No, we did a lot of promotions in other places as well. So we had our emails and we had our WorkSmart guides. And then, of course, the detailed IT Web content. But in order to get the word out, we really had to go beyond the inbox. So we had other promotional channels that we used, including MSW, an internal Microsoft news site, and also promotional locations on IT Web itself. So we have places to learn about what's new and, and a tile ad on the side of the page that would, if you went to any page on IT Web, you would get the little ad that you could click on and go to Windows 8 pages.
And I think we did a better job in promoting in a variety of places what's the new content that's here.
Right.
And even if you had been living under a rock and didn't know that Windows 8 was out, you'd find out eventually because we had a lot of places that said, this is new content, this is new WorkSmart content.
It went beyond just, hey, it's available. We also said, hey, here are all the tools to be successful with
it.
And we were also able to track effectiveness of all of those channels using campaign IDs, which when you point to an IT web page on our internal site, the reporting allows you to append a unique code to the end of the URL so that when we pull our reports,
it
shows.
It's really easy to do the campaign IDs.
Yes.
And so we use those for those promotions. We use them for
the
email communications.
Right.
So that's usually helpful as well. Because like, what's working, right?
Right.
What's not?
Well, then we had a different channel that we used this time for promotions.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. We used a social channel, and there's a site at Microsoft that is exclusively for internal social media. So it's something that we built, but it's similar to how companies might use Yammer or how people more broadly would use Twitter. So it's little microblogging, little teases, really, I like to think of, to promote our productivity guides. And the idea of using that social media, letting people know that installation was available, here are the product features, really goes to the heart of a philosophy that I think we need, especially since I come from the perspective of IT web and I have a site. And the idea is not that you sit there and have a site, but that you find ways to be out there where your audience is. And so we came up with these tips and tricks. Again, to me, they were kind of just little teases. And they talked about, you know, here's some useful stuff for you.
Right. Did you know this could do X, Y, Z?
And drew them back into, through the social media channel, drew them back to IT Web, drew them back to WorkSmart. And so that was wonderful. And we started out just, you know, at least one promotion a day on social media. And we helped each other out by whoever posted would ask other people, peers, friends across the company to chime in.
And join the conversation.
Keep the replies up there, keep the likes up there, because like Twitter, everything goes to the top as it becomes more popular and more.
Well, and I think it helped also that we used simple hashtags like hash Windows 8, hash dog food to tap into communities of people that were already using hashtags.
Don't reinvent
they were
the
able
wheel.
To see it because they were already following.
So that was good. I think we did well on our social media thing, especially since that was our first time.
Absolutely. And then the other thing that we did with the social channel as well was we used it to drive people from the social promos to a moderated support site called Pointers, which was new for Windows 8 Consumer Preview, that allowed people to post questions, answer other people's questions in a community setting, and get support from experts live on the site for Windows 8, and it was really popular.
And that's something that, again, you don't just look at what are the channels, you look at your audience and you look at what you're trying to accomplish. So with a dog food deployment, we're trying to get really great feedback from people. Sometimes that's highly technical. Sometimes it's also a situation where people need help, and again, we don't want to send them out to the help desk. We want people to be able to help each other in real time, faster, more community-oriented.
Exactly.
And our audience and our business case very much tailored toward the technical needs. And so that site, very different from what we did on social media.
Right.
Still very social, but with a technical focus, whereas the other channels.
And the great thing about it was it let non-technical people hook up with a technical person on the site who may have the answer that they're looking for and just save a lot of time.
Yeah. Lots of great feedback on that. And
it
that was something from the
dog
food
team. A new way to interact.
And
in addition to that, speaking of new ways to interact, there was another channel that we used that was developed specifically for Windows 8.
Yes. Oh, okay. So when you look at Windows 8, you see those beautiful Metro tiles
on the start screen.
Lots of apps and things really represented as apps on the start screen, right? And the Dog Food team came up with this wonderful new channel called Dog Food Central. And basically, it was a set of tiles focused on the dog food program. And again, gave us an opportunity to go out to the audience as opposed to saying, we're here, come to us, we're here. You know, here's IT Web, come to us. We went to them, we took our tips and tricks, we put them on one of the channels, one of the tiles within the Dog Food Central app, and those rotated through on the live tile, and it was a great way for people to get exposed not only to our guides, but also to the video that we produced.
Right. And the Dog Food Central app, so there was the tips and tricks.
Right.
They had a news tile where you could go learn about other dog food programs or hear announcements about Windows 8. It linked you to the pointer site if you wanted to read the questions. And then it also linked to our guides, like you mentioned. So it was a great new channel.
And video, as I mentioned, was one of the things that was featured there.
Right. So we did a video for Windows 8 Consumer Preview about what to expect when you install the Microsoft IT image and what it would involve. And we could have had a video where, you know, there's two people and they're talking to each other, kind of like we're doing here, and they're sharing the information. But we really wanted to do something that was a little funner, a little more creative. So our project manager for the video actually came up with a really great idea, and we decided to use Xbox avatars as the hosts of the video.
And we used Kinect so that
it tracked their movement.
It tracked their movements. And frankly, I was hoping we could be avatars. I was looking for the spiky blonde hair and, you know, here we are in our real self. But, you know, there we are. But, you know, the video, I think it drew people's attention because of the avatars, because they saw that little thumbnail.
And it looked so different.
It looked so different.
Right.
And it drew them in. But hopefully what kept them and made them happy about the video was that we really did have two experts talking about what you can expect.
Totally informed people who knew exactly what the users would want to know and were capable of sharing that information in a relaxed and engaging way. And it did connect. The video got about, it was 4.5 stars out of 5.
Yes, yes it did.
And the responses that people were leaving in the comments were things like, you know, it's fun and engaging, it's light and informative, and it really made me feel comfortable about installing Windows 8 Consumer Preview. So it was very successful.
Right. Now, we're talking about a lot of wonderful channels. Some of them, you know, sort of obvious, things that are tried and true, some new. But I think that sometimes in communication, people forget the people.
Yes.
Right? They forget that it's not just us talking, that we also have to get the extend the party, so to speak.
Right, and really the success of marketing campaigns, particularly for Consumer Preview within Microsoft, really is the collaboration and the support of the leadership and the managers around the world out in field IT to help support our message and also to help communicate locally. Because a lot of times people feel like corporate, you know, sends out these big messages.
Yeah. Well, with 180,000 people worldwide, you know, it can seem like the corporate people are doing everything, but really it's everybody.
And it was for Consumer Preview as well. That really was a group effort. So what we did with Windows 8 Consumer Preview was we really engaged with those field leadership people to not only support the corporate message that did go out mm-hmm. to the whole company, right. but also to send that message at a local level and through the local channels that work best for their site. So not every channel or not every site is email the most effective channel. Yep. Sometimes it's a local newsletter yep. or a local
or an event.
Promotional. Yes, a lot of people held
installation
events.
Fairs, things like that. Right. So that was really really important to share the messaging.
Right.
Have the field be on board with this is the message. This is what we're saying. You know, localize it to the extent
right.
that you need to. But it was also gave them a chance to amplify. So
yes.
to go beyond. Here's the stuff that corporate sent out. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. You know. Karis Lockwood sent out this mail to me locally. I know Karis, so I'm going to pay attention
right,
to that.
Right, the name recognition plays a huge part in getting visibility to the message. But it also helped, I think, we got great feedback from the people out in the field that were helping to support us, that we provided what we call a field IT kit. And it's basically a kit that includes not only the right. copy of the email that they can send locally or mm-hmm. translate if they wish, but also guidance around what they can say, how to answer particular user questions we know are going to come up, what they can share, what they can't share, what's available internally and externally, mm-hmm. and where they can go for resources that the users may not have access
right.
to.
And, you know, it was intentional, and it was collaborative, and it gave us some really great results. So consistent messaging,
yes.
you know, helped us do installs. So I want to say thank you to Diana for being here with me, because, you know, it's good to have a partner in crime that's been through the whole process with you. So, and I also want to say thank you to all of you for joining us, and
see you next time.